First of all, I'd like to congratulate us all. We have now reached 100 Divrei Musar. For those of us who have been in this from the beginning, since we made this Kabbalah on Shabbat Shuvah, Mazel Tov, and let's hope all our Kabbalahs keep going like this. It's important to understand something about the category of Tefillah, of Rina, that we're discussing. We understand that through the various forms of Bakasha, as we do in all the middle brachas of Shemoneh Esrei. So that's a method that you beseech Hashem to give us something and we hope to be answered. But we think of the first brachas of Shemoneh Esrei as necessary parts of tefillah, because we have to praise and recognize the greatness of Hashem, but not that they themselves serve in this capacity as if they would be beseeching Hashem for something. But in truth, Shevach and Haidah, the tefillah of Rina, has as much power as Bakasha, to have our tefillahs answered. We find in the Gemara that Rav Chia was put forward as the Shliach Tzibur when there was a drought. There was a famine. He started to daven Shemoneh Esrei, and as he said the words Mashav HaRuach, the wind began to blow. As he said Umoyed HaGeshem, it began to rain. Now the real bracha which asks Hashem for rain is much later in Baruch Aleinu. This was still the second bracha of Gvuras, which is one of the three first brachas of praise. Yet, simply through saying this praise, their tefillahs were already answered. Through praising Hashem alone, it's sufficient to achieve the answer to our tefillahs. The Nefesh HaChaim explains, Chazal darshan the pasuk, Hashem tzilcha al yad yiminecha, Hashem is your shade on your right hand. What does this mean? The same way your shade, the shade that your body casts, it'll mimic you precisely. If you laugh, it'll laugh at you. If you cry, it cries with you. If you make an angry or a happy face, it'll do so as well. Likewise, Hashem acts with you as you act with Him. What this Medrash means is that's how Avodas Hashem works. As much as we are connected to Hashem, we are Davik in our Creator. That's how connected Hashem is to us. And how He gives to us is Mashpia on us. Therefore, if we're praising Hashem, if we're saying Shira Takadosh Baruch Hu, if we're concentrating on Hashem with Simcha and praising, Hashem connects to us as well and shines His countenance upon us. And in the specific way that we recognize Hashem's greatness, like if we focus on the fact that He's Roifei Chaylam, that He heals the sick, then Hashem is Mashpia on us in this fashion. And we experience the greatness of Hashem's attribute of Refei Chaylim. In greater depth, the pasuk says, "Toiv lachasois b'Hashem mibetayach be'adam." It's better to rely on Hashem than to count on a person. The Vilna Gaon, the Gra, explains that the word bitachin refers to when we rely on a person, someone who promised to help us. The word chisayon, which is the word lachasois, means when we rely on someone or something who didn't promise us anything. For example, sitting under the shade of a tree is referred to as lachasois, to take refuge under its shade. The tree didn't promise anything, it didn't talk to us, but it offers us protection. Now, truthfully, a tree doesn't protect us because of any conscious decision, it's simply the nature of a tree. If you go under its shade, you are protected from the sun. So likewise, Hashem's presence alone protects us and blesses us. Simply lachasois in Hashem's presence is better than any promise a person can make to us. As the pasuk says, Be'or pnei melech chayim, in the light of Hashem's countenance is life. Simply coming close to Hashem, we benefit from the light. Just stepping out into the sunlight gives us warmth. Drawing close to Hashem through praising Him, by definition, brings protection and redemption, because that's the nature of being in Hashem's presence. Toiv lachasois b'Hashem.